California Public Health, Halloween Trick-or-Treating is Dangerous, High Risk. By Robert Krajicek on October 31, 2020. As part of its coronavirus-related guidance, the California Department of Public Health urged Californians to replace traditional trick-or-treating on Halloween with a household candy hunt. The public health bureaucracy shared its coronavirus advisory via Instagram with accompanying illustrations. View this post on Instagram. Happy Halloween. Please remember to follow guidance and enjoy safer alternative celebrations that don't spread coronavirus to your family and in your community. For some alternatives, go to covid19.ca.gov/holidays #YourActionsSaveLives #HappyHalloween #COVID19. A post shared by CA Department of Public Health, ATCA Public Health, on October 31, 2020 at 9:45 a.m. PDT. California's Health Department wrote, Happy Halloween. Please remember to follow guidance and enjoy safer alternative celebrations that don't spread coronavirus to your family and in your community. For some alternatives, go to covid19.ca.gov/holidays. #YourActionsSaveLives #HappyHalloween #COVID19. The Golden State's official health guidance listed two series of three different Halloween celebration scenarios, one for children and another for adults, it characterized as carrying three different levels of risk. The advisory deems traditional trick-or-treating, in which kids go door-to-door collecting candies, as high risk. The associated illustration includes a yellow and black danger warning. For adults, a virtual costume contest is suggested as a low-risk alternative relative to open-air gatherings, cast as moderate risk, and indoor parties, cast as high risk alongside a yellow and black danger label. Many of the cartoon characters in the health department's advisory are drawn with masks. California Health and Human Services Director Dr. Mark Ghaly recently urged families to restrict gatherings to no more than three households.